So hello, my name is Igor.
My name is Alex.
And today we will interview Gabriela.
Hello.
Yeah. Gabi, where are you from?
I'm from Poland.
Oh, cool. Warsaw?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you been to Latvia?
Before.
Actually, yes. I were here in Riga last year. It was August. The organization invites me to participate another project, which was Count of May. It's supposed to be in May, but because of the pandemic, they put it in the August. And I spent 1 month here. It was amazing.
Cool. So you have been involved in Erasmus Plus project before? It was this Count of May?
Yes. Before Count of May, I was also been in one project in France. That was also about circus pedagogy.
Mm.
And then there I met Sergei, who is the part of the association, mm-hmm. which invite us here. And I think that was the point when we met each other, and now I'm here, so.
Yep. And what other countries have you visited in your life, not only in your Erasmus Plus projects?
Mm, that was many of them, because I'm a traveler. I'm going by hitchhike through Europe. So I was in Denmark, in Netherlands, in Germany, in Czech Republic, in Ukraine,
okay.
And yes, Latvia for sure, and in Israel.
Oh, Brazil, really cool. Yeah. So now you're participating of Circus project. Tell us about it.
Okay, for me this is important to share Circus idea, because Circus is changing right now. So the modern Circus, let's say, it's about how to improve as a person, and as personal skills, also in interpersonal skills, by circus abilities. So we are using circus activities to make people aware about they have possibility to grow up and improve as a person, and they can be more aware about their movement, be aware about their have amazing possibilities to do amazing things, and they are able to share them with others.
So. 100%, that's why you decided to participate in this project.
Yes, because for me this is really nice possibility to be a trainer. It mm-hmm. is really important for me, because that is exactly what I want to do in my life. So I couldn't say no for this project.
Well. And do you like going to the circus as a spectator? Like, not trainer, but just spectator?
Mm-hmm. Before I start to work at this subject, I was going like not really often, but every time I really enjoy it. For now, I also really like to going, but it's kind of my professional part. Like, I'm going to look how others are working, how it looks and stuff. So
yep. Sounds pretty good, I guess. But how do you feel about using animals in the circus? Because there are two different opinions. There's mm-hmm. Not good, there is good. I don't know. What your opinion?
Actually? Yeah, for me, the problem is about we cannot be sure if there is no violence between the performances. So it's really hard to make us sure about they have proper place to live, they have proper vet, like they have proper medical care and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I would say no, because they cannot complain, they cannot talk to us about it's not good for them. So, and there is not too many tools to check it. Like mm-hmm. usually circus don't let people go and check if there is like good quality of care about these animals, so I would say no.
Okay, understood. And how popular is the circus in your country, actually in your country?
Mm-hmm. I think this is not really popular. For example, we have only one public circus school, and it's like unknown for people who are not interested in circus, which is a really big problem, because for this school, because people, this school is watching for like youngsters to join to this school. So if nobody knows about it and nobody have any idea about it, it's possible to join to circus school and be circus artist actually. So it's not so popular, but we are trying to change it.
Oh, you're trying. Well. Mm-hmm. And what do you like to do in your free time from the circus actually? You are 100% finished. As a circus school?
I'm at the first class
now.
I just started my adventure.
Sorry.
Yeah. So I love to practice partner acrobacy and also juggling and float. And I love to make fire shows. I like to climb on people and do crazy tricks, even with fire and stuff. So it's kind of my passion.
Yeah, and the most harsh question in our program today, sweet popcorn or salt?
I never heard about sweet popcorn.
Yes?
Yes.
You need to try it. You need to try it.
It's so surprising for me.
Well, why? And the last question for today. Why, actually, in your opinion, people should participate in Erasmus Plus project like you are participating now?
I think they should, because that makes possibility of traveling and meet another culture in a safe environment. So we can share our knowledge, share our culture, and learn from other people, which I think is really important and gives a lot of possibility to learn a lot of skills, not only connected with circus, but also another subjects. So yes, I think it's really important.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For today, it was Alexander, Jäger, and Gabriela.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too.